Shvius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Barishona hayu omrim. Originally, Chazal said that malaket adam etzim v'avodim v'asavim mitoch shalo. A person could gather on Shemitah during that year. He could gather from his field. He could gather etzim, wood, avodim, stones, asavim, and grasses, mitoch shalo, from his own field. Kederech shehu malaket mitoch shal chavero, just as he could gather from his friend's field, es hagas hagas, only the larger ones, the larger items, the larger eitzim, larger wood, or stones, or asavim. Now, the way the Rishalmi explains this line, it means that just as in your friend's field, in mitoch shel chavero, you're allowed to mimalakate the large items and the small items, so in your own field, you are able to collect the large items. That's what it means by esagas agas, just as you are in your friend's field, which would include even the small ones. But in your own field, you can't collect the small ones. Again, by removing only the large items in your field, it's the reason that's okay is because it's clear, since you're only taking the large items, that you want them not to make the field better in order to plant, but rather because you need these items. You need the wood, you need the stones or the grasses. Now, that was what Chachamim said originally. But Misharabu Over Avera, after people began to violate the law, and how did they violate the law? They violated the law by collecting even the smaller items in their fields and claiming it was only the larger items. So then Hiskinu, Chachamim made a takana, that you couldn't collect from your items from your own field. You had to collect it from another person's field, so that you couldn't, because if you collect it from your own field, it would lead one to collect even the smaller items, which would be forbidden because it would appear as if you are improving your field. But you, of course, are not in somebody else's field. It doesn't appear like you're improving the field. And the Mishnah continues this statement that you could collect from somebody else's field, but you'd had to do it shalo betova. You had to do it without being grateful to him and showing your gratitude toward him. And some understand what that means specifically is that there shouldn't be any agreement that you do my field and I do your field, but rather we have to do different people's fields. Now, the Mishnah says, Ein sarach lomar, and it goes without saying, shekatzitz lahem mezonos. Certainly, besides the fact that you cannot show this gratitude or making up a deal with the other fellow, you certainly cannot say, well, I'm going to give you X amount of food in order or meals in order for you to do this work. That certainly would be not allowed. The Rishami adds on to our Mishnah the idea that even after this institution that people had to collect from another person's field, that then subsequent to that, the Chachamim were suspected that what people were doing was they were collecting from other people's fields with claiming that they did it without being machzik tova, without making a deal, but in reality they were. And subsequent to that, they instituted that they had to only take not from somebody's field, but just min hakarov and min hamatzui, just things from their homes and from the adjacent chotzer, the adjacent courtyard, but they couldn't actually take from a field, or they had to take, some say, people say, from hefker, in order to guarantee that they were not going to be making their fields appropriate for planting.